What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
This podcast is in collaboration with Optometry Times.
Hello, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. I'm Jennifer Lyerly, and right here, side by side with Dr. Daryl Glover.
Jen, what's going on? How was your day?
Really good. I'm really excited because we're talking contact lenses today. You know how contact lenses are my favorite topic.
I know. You're just so in love with them, and it makes sense. They're contact lens director. You like specialty contacts. But today, we're going to talk about something that's really changed the game in eye care.
We're talking about the Acuvue Oasys with Transitions contact lenses. And before we get started on this podcast, we have an expert guest that has a lot of experience with the lens on the show. I just wanted to get, Daryl, what was your first impression when you heard about this lens?
You know, the first thing I thought was, kudos to Transitions because it's an amazing marketing tool, you know? And then the next thing I thought of was like, you know what? I love Transitions. So if you can add that into a contact lens, that's going to help out quite a bit with some light sensitivity. Not going to protect the eyes from UV damage and, you know, the periorbital region, but it can really help out with those individuals with light sensitivity. So I was thinking more of marketing and bottom line, but something that can really help our patients as well. What about yourself, Jen?
I knew I was going to get like this optimistic take from you. I'm really excited about all the things that you said, but honestly, my very first gut reaction was Nike MagSight was the first thing that came into my mind. Because when I was a technician before I went to optometry school, everyone was super excited about Nike MagSight lenses. And then when I got out of optometry school, Nike MagSight lenses no longer existed. So in my head, I was like, this is going to be potentially great, but also potentially like a hard sell. So I'm so curious to see how it works in the real world. And that's why we invited on the show an expert. Please welcome Dr. Tanya Sitter.
Hi, how's everybody doing today?
We're doing extremely well. Thanks for asking. You know, before we get started, I'd love for you just to share your story and tell us about your practice as well.
Sure. So Olds, Alberta is a small town in rural Alberta, but it's actually part of a larger practice. So we're actually a 3-location, 11-doctor practice. It's been around for 50 years. I really enjoy the rural setting, but it's nice to have some, we have a city location as well in Calgary, Alberta, and I've been here for about 10 years.
So on April 1st, Johnson & Johnson Vision officially launched the Acuvue Oasys Transitions lenses nationwide. But you had the contact lenses before that. How did your office get early access?
We got access to the lens in February of this year, but I actually got to hear about it through Johnson & Johnson program, a marketing program in early 2018. I asked the reps actually how we got early access and what the politically correct way to say it was. They never really gave me a straight answer. So I suspect that it has a lot to do with the volume from our practice. We are a heavy Johnson & Johnson practice, but also just we really get to know our reps. We like meeting our contact lens reps. It's really one of the best ways to find out about new technology. Hard to say for sure, but I think a lot to do with volume and a little bit with who you know.
You know, I want to circle back on something. You said that you guys prescribe a lot of Johnson & Johnson Vision products. You know, in my practice, the one thing I always see when patients come in, they tend to overwear that biweekly product and we have to put them in a daily or monthly. I know Johnson & Johnson Vision has that Vita monthly option out. How are you guys combating that? And are you seeing that problem in your practice as well?
Well, it's pretty dry here in central Alberta, so we tend not to have as much of trouble with overwear. Just they're not comfortable enough to wear longer than what they're supposed to be worn. So we like the 2-week option. Also a pretty sunny place, so when we tell patients about UV, they're pretty happy to wear an Acuvue product lens. We do use a lot of other lenses as well, of course, but Acuvue is one of our highest lenses. We do a lot of dailies too, so that's we have a lot no problems with compliance on a daily lens, of course.
So you've had this lens since February, so you've got a couple months under your belt. Let's talk about the patient experiences you've had so far. I just want to kind of start from the top with what the patient experience is like. So one, I mean, you have to introduce the product. So how do you decide which patients you're going to talk to about this lens?
I talk to pretty much everybody about anything new. So anything that's new and exciting that'll get patients' attention, I don't really try and pigeonhole any particular patient into the products that I'll talk about. So anybody that's open to trying something new, I will tell them about it. It's been surprising to see which ones are interested in trying it. It's been people that I don't necessarily expect will do it. Lots of outdoors stuff around me, mountains and hiking and hunting and all that sort of stuff. So there's lots of different people that I wouldn't have expected that want to try this lens. We also have a lot of migraine sufferers. We live close to the mountains and there's a lot of Chinooks and lots of people with light sensitivity and migraines who have been looking forward to trying it to see if it helps with their headaches.
Ooh, I like that a lot, Jen. I mean, you really have to think about this lens kind of like a transitions pair of glasses, you know, like you always prescribe the extra active because that's going to help out with migraines and things like that. So that's a great point there.
Yeah, I think that goes back. So how are you describing this lens to the patient? Do you bring it up as, oh, this is going to be for helping you with your outdoor activities, or are you presenting it more differently depending on the person's complaint?
I think in the early stages that we're in now, I presented it as it potentially could help them with a lot of different things. So even just blue light blocking, we'll introduce it any way that we may think it'll fit into their lifestyle, just like the transition lenses or the blue blocking coatings. Feedback wise, some people have definitely noticed a difference where some people have not. So it'll be interesting to see how well it goes in the long term.
So let's talk about some of the properties of the lens if people are just starting to get comfortable with it, because yes, it darkens outside to try to help reduce some of the brightness and the squinting and the physical glare discomfort. But with it being a transitions product, it does innately have blue blocking principles to it. So it's also supposed to reduce indoor glare like fluorescent lighting, computer screen glare, night driving and halos from those LED headlights. So it's not just daytime in its usage, even though I think that's what many of us first line will think of.
Yeah, I don't wear contact lenses at work. I'm a low myope in my 40s. So I tend not to wear any correction at work. I'm also super dry eyes in Alberta. It's hard to do. So I wore these lenses to work a couple of days. I actually felt they made a difference. I don't know if it's because they're comfort or from the blue blocking, but I was able to wear them for a full work day, which I haven't done in years.
How have you been explaining the little bit of confusion? I think some doctors have been worried about, okay, we're talking about a lens that darkens outside. That sounds so much like sunglasses to a patient. How are the patients getting that message that you still need sunglasses?
I think you just have to manage their expectations. So I find that they're not dark enough when it's really, really bright outside. So I tell that to my patients. You're still going to need a pair of sunglasses. You still have to protect the areas around your eyes. I think that they're okay with that. Just like when you have a pair of transition glasses, you don't usually wear them for driving in the car. And if you do, you need something over top, a clip or something like that. So similar to the transition glasses, I think you just have to manage their expectations ahead of time.
Yeah, Jen, I just treat these patients just like I treat my patients that wear transition lenses. I tell them that, hey, look, this is a replacement for clear lenses. It's going to help out with light sensitivity, but it's not going to be a replacement for sunglasses. So you still need a good pair of sunglasses to help protect the periorbital region from skin cancers, wrinkling, pigment changes, you know, all that jazz in general. And after they understand the concept and if they have a history of wearing transitions, it really clicks and resonates with them, and it makes life tremendously more comfortable or easier in the exam room when you're talking about this.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the patient's experiences. I mean, you've fit patients in this lens. What has been the feedback you've gotten from your patients?
It's been mixed. There's definitely been some excitement for sure. Lots of people that when we put out on social media, just like you guys had noticed our social media, lots of people coming in and wanting to try it. It works great for outdoor sports and a little bit for headaches. I think people, particularly our daily contact lens wearers, are hesitant to go back to a two-week lens. So it's unfortunate it's not a daily. But we've sold some supplies to people, and people that wear it are excited to have it. I think if it was a daily, it would be much more well received. It's hard to convert back to the two, but I think the people that have bought it are very excited for various reasons. It's been a mix of people.
How do you do the trial process? Are you giving them a clear lens and the AccuView Oasis with transitions, or just giving them that lens and having them call back if they want to go back to clear?
Usually we just give them the transition lens to try, and we have a contact lens fitter full-time. She follows up with them to see how they're liking it or if they have any questions. questions, and then we have them back for a contact lens check if we need to, especially if they have not worn the clear lens before.
Got it. And that was one thing that people have been asking, like, do they wear a clear in one eye and the transitions lenses in the other? And I think that would probably defeat the experience and make it really hard for a patient to tell. But not only cosmetically, I'm sure they would get some comments.
We've had some feedback that they didn't really notice the lens too much when they were wearing it throughout the day, but when they tried to go back to the clear pair, they noticed a decrease in comfort throughout the day. So that initially it didn't seem much different until they tried to go back to the clear pair, and then they really noticed an improvement. So I think it's more subtle than people expect it to be. I think they're expecting a drastic change in their vision when they put them on, but really it's comfortable and pretty seamless, and you don't even really notice you have it in until you don't have it in.
I think that's such good feedback, because I've had so far just one patient wear it, and his feedback was, I thought it would get darker. Like, I feel like I still really need sunglasses. And that was his reason for wanting to try the lens, right? It seems like it doesn't really necessarily darken your vision when you're outside. It just kind of reduces some of the brightness. So if you're looking for something to make your vision really dark, this isn't going to do that.
No. It's very comfortable for outdoor sports, I think, when you normally wouldn't have had sunglasses on, perhaps. Or if it's a partially cloudy day and the light keeps changing, I think those times it's very, very convenient. But for any other... if you normally are a heavy sunglass user, you're still going to have them on most of the time.
So what has been your feedback in regards to women with the contact lens, especially women that have lighter eyes and they really like their eye color? Have you had any feedback in regards to that?
Yeah, we have a couple of staff for sure that have really, really light eyes, and they definitely didn't really like the cosmetic aspect of it. I have dark brown eyes. You can barely see it when I wear it, so I don't mind it so much. But the light-eyed people are a little bit more hesitant to try it, I think.
People have asked before, if you haven't seen the lens does go edge to edge, completely darkened when it's outside. So it's not like it's just the center of the pupil or something. So if it, you know, theoretically, it should be a little bit larger than your natural iris size. So you'll have that broadened appearance of the eye as well when it darkens.
Yeah, I find that the pamphlet sent out by AccuView are a little bit inaccurate. It does darken a lot more than what it shows in the pictures on the advertisements.
One thing that if anybody has a package and you put it under a UV light and you're like, oh my gosh, it's so dark. It doesn't get that dark though. So, because on your eye, I think there's something about the temperature and things and the pH control. It won't get as black as if you blast UV light on top of it.
No, not quite that dark.
So speaking of social media earlier, we did find your office on social media posting about the lens well before it had launched. So that's how I knew to reach out to you. How have you used social media to make this contact lens a success?
I have to say that we're not the most efficient social media practice for sure, but we're certainly trying and working towards that. We're trying to get better all the time. You know, this lens kind of sells itself. They really did a good job of marketing with AccuView. So I think that there's been a lot of talk over the past year. I think it was in the media as of early last year sometime. I think people have been waiting for it, so they've been excited about it. I think it really does sell itself as long as you're willing to talk about it. So just keep talking about it, I think.
However, I know you said that you just recently got a fit set and things established in your practice. How are you guys planning to market the lens?
You know, Jen, that's a great question. I'm going to have to reach out to corporate and see what we can do to help promote this lens, because it's one of those things that, you know, it's great innovation and there's so many different cool ways that you could potentially market it. I think the main thing is we need to have fun with it. And I think if we have fun with this lens and show how it can actually be used in real world activities, especially with light sensitivity, I think it'll go pretty far. So I'm going to reach out to corporate to see, but what about yourself?
We haven't made any sort of formalized campaign around it, but I agree with you. I think this is one of those rare exceptions where embracing the quirky with it wouldn't necessarily be bad.
Yeah.
I think many of you have probably seen the viral video that came out where wearers of the contact lenses were going around looking like zombies. But there's a little bit of humor in this that you can most certainly play around with a little bit, but then also really drive it back to sports, drive it back to the functionality, drive it back to the blue light and the computer use, and kind of see what campaigns garner the most attention.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's the same thing I'm thinking here. So it'll be interesting to see. Definitely going to give it a shot. I mean, it's a game changer. I mean, my only concerns is a lot of my patients are dailies. I mean, I'm fitting the heck out of dailies, and to have to switch them back to a biweekly option may not be the most ideal. But you also have to kind of look at contacts like we look at glasses. You know, you have glasses, pewter, your everyday wear and tear glasses. So you have to have the same mentality about it and prescribe per lifestyle. So, you know, you can have someone that maybe plays sports and, you know, they're out every day practicing throughout the week. So they can do that biweekly option, but still have a daily outside of any time they're done with the sports season, you know?
You mentioned a great point where many people might be looking at this lens as this is a lens I wear part-time, and then I have other lenses for my everyday lenses. One thing that I really appreciated that AccuView has been doing a great job of talking about is that 2-week health or lifespan of the lens, the technology actually stops transitioning at a certain point. So they put a kind of a set expiration date within the lens with the ability, the lens loses its ability to fade and darken. And so that's been really ideal if you're worried about, well, if I prescribe this as a part-time, will someone just wear this one lens for the next 6 months? It will not be functional in that case.
You know what? They need to do that with all lenses. You know, as soon as you hit that month, that 2-week, the end of the day, everything just doesn't work anymore. I think that'll solve a lot of contact lens overwear, less red eyes, and just happier patients and happier doctors. I mean, what do you ladies think?
That would be great.
I think all of us are waiting for like the hydrogel, like eye drop contact lens, where you just put a drop in, it's your contact lens, and then tomorrow you put a drop in. It's
right.
Like the toothbrushes that wear out, where the blue fades when you can't use the toothbrush anymore. Contact lenses should have that.
Absolutely. That like would be that. Perfect. So people could actually see the lens aging in front of their eyes.
No one would like that.
Not at all.
Dr. Sitter, with the patients that you've had that have purchased the lens that have been so very happy about the experience, have you found that they refer other people into the clinic? Like they're so excited about the lens, they're bringing more people in to get fit.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of buzz about this contact lenses I've never seen in my career, for sure. People are talking about it. People that aren't contact lens wearers are coming to try it. Referrals, word of mouth is big, something that I've never seen with a contact lens before. So it's kind of exciting to see. Kind of nice to have something new to do with contact lenses.
Well, that's definitely true too. Even if they're not a candidate for the lens, when you start talking about what they're looking for, the fact that you can talk about, I have brand new technology this year, is just one more reason why the person feels like, I made a good decision to come for my yearly eye exam. Something really happened today.
Yeah, no, it's nice to have something exciting to talk about for sure. I like it a lot. And it, you know, when we've had fun with it in the office, trying it on and showing people, and I wore it all today. And if I was sitting near a window, you could see it change a little bit and patients could notice. And it was an interesting thing to do today.
That's great advice. So wearing it as doctors in your practice, if you want to get the conversation started, saying, hey, I'm wearing it right now. I do that with glasses all the time, but I've never thought to do that with contact lenses.
Yeah, no, they want to try it. You know, if they know that you can wear it all day, they're interested to try it for sure.
Are there any personal or success stories that you've had with patients that you fit with the lens that just really gave them that wow factor and changed their life at all?
Older men that were interested in wearing contact lenses that never wore it before. So I had an older man that's a hunter, and we fit him in contact lenses. He was thrilled. It wasn't somebody that I would normally have thought to fit a contact lens for, just a low prescription. Another one was a janitor at the school, and they're just in and out, throwing out garbage and sweeping outside and going inside, and didn't want to carry his glasses around. And she was so excited to get these lenses. It's been people that I haven't expected to be excited about it, actually. One was a migraine sufferer and never wore their contact lenses because they were too dry and didn't like them, and they got headaches with them. They didn't get headaches with these ones. So it's been really an interesting experience.
Dr. Sitter, if anyone's listening to the podcast today and they're having questions about how you've been so successful with this product in your office, what's a great way for them to reach out to you?
They can reach me on email. It's just my name, TanyaSitter@gmail.com.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast and remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.